The Sri Ramana Gita of B.V. Narasimha Swami, Part 10, continued from the November-December issue. While B.V. Narasimha Swami was residing in Sri Ramanashramam, around the year 1930, he took up the project of recasting Ganapati Muni's Sri Ramana Gita in its original conversational form. For a full introduction to this recently discovered manuscript, see the July-August 2009 of the Maharishi newsletter. In the present issue, we conclude with the last chapter found in the manuscript, Chapter 16, Bhakti, Devotion. All the chapters serialized in this newsletter have been compiled into book form titled Sri Ramana Gita of B.V. Narasimha Swami and published by Sri Ramanashramam, India. We hope to have copies of it soon in our bookstore. Chapter 16, Bhakti, Devotion. Ankolam Nija Bija Santati Rayas Kantopalam Suchika Sadvi Naija Vibhum Lata Kesati Ruham Sindhu Saridvallabham Prapnotiha Yatha Tatha Pasupatehe Padhar Vindadvayam Cheto Vritti Rupetya Tishtati Sada Sa Bhakti Rityuchyate. As the Ankola seed is attracted to its stem, the iron to the magnet, the wife to her lord, the creeper to its tree, the river to the ocean. So the soul attracted stands ever at the feet of the Lord. This attraction is termed devotion, bhakti. Sivananda Lahiri, verse 61. Kavyakanta, will Maharishi please enlighten us on the subject of devotion, bhakti? Maharishi, to everyone, the dearest object is himself. He loves himself always and with the greatest love possible. Such an unbroken current of love, frequently compared in sacred books to a flowing stream of oil, is styled devotion. If it is directed towards God, sa paranura kidarishvare, bhakti is the unshakable attachment to the Supreme God. Sandilya Bhakti Sutras, verse 2. Ordinarily, people regard God as existing outside of themselves and as having a personality like their own. The jnani, enlightened sage, however, regards the personal God also as none other than himself. And self-love, in this case, is or becomes the love of God, personal. In his case, devotion is defined as self-realization. Others who treat the personal God as something outside themselves develop deep devotion to such a God and finally sink their personality in him. The love-smitten chord of self trembles and passes in music out of sight. In fact, worship, nay, all intense concentrated thought or feeling is the merging of the mind in the object worshipped or concentrated on. Intense faith in the personal God, however, carries the devotee easily and naturally to faith in and devotion to the impersonal absolute, Swarupa Brahman. Mostly, the beginnings of devotion to personal God are traceable to a desire to avoid sorrows and attain happiness. So, with great keenness and zest, people approach their God, investing Him with name and form, and attain the objects they desire. Even after such attainment, the habit of devotion continues, and the mind trained to worship God with form and name develops the power to dwell on the formless and nameless. The evanescent objects achieved by the first flow of devotion to a personal God do not fully satisfy the aspiring soul who thirsts after enduring happiness. With this ever new impetus to seek something more than relative happiness, the progressing soul ultimately drops name and form as its object of contemplation, and thus attempts to conceive of or realize the absolute Brahman. Thus, devotion to a personal God gets transformed or ripened gradually into devotion to the impersonal, which is the same as vichara, inquiry, and realization. Sva sorupanu sandhanam bhakti taridya pare jaguhu. Investigation into the self is nothing other than devotion. Viveka Chudamani, verse 32. Devotion may at the outset be by fits and starts. That need not depress the aspirant, for it will develop and become steadier and flow finally in an unbroken current. When devotion personal is ripe, a moment's instruction, Shravana, suffices for the next step in jnana. Faith helps in the development of one's intuition and the attainment of complete illumination, cosmic consciousness. Thus, the weak aspirant's first efforts at devotion through name and form at broken intervals and for attaining finite or lower ends ultimately carry him beyond all name and form into an unbroken current of love to the absolute. This is salvation, mukti. Concluded.